Turn with me your Bibles to, I was just considering some things this morning. You know, favor preserves. The loving kindness of the Lord is such a permanent thing because it is sealed with the blood of Jesus. Hello, somebody, are you here with me? There is nothing as potent, as powerful on earth as the blood of Jesus. That's what has made today possible for us. No ritual has strung the blood of Jesus. No bondage so strong that it will not break. Somebody shout the blood of Jesus. No prison door so strong that it will not fling open. Somebody shout the blood of Jesus. No losses so great, so far, so deep that he will not restore. Somebody shout the blood of Jesus. If that blood can make the worst, the vilest of men to become the best of creatures, then there is nothing it cannot do. When I meditate on the blood, I say, let me look at the way God tries to make me understand the blood. Prisoners born in slavery all their lives, the day he said, give me the blood. And it wasn't just the blood of the lamb. He used that as just a pointer to the saving blood of Jesus, the blood of the eternal covenant. He was yet to come, but he will point them to the blood that will be shed. He said, come on, kill it and put the blood up there. Slaves became masters instantly. Prisoners became lords instantly. Hopelessness was turned around instantly. Isn't that what happened when you accept Jesus? The worst sinner becomes a sinner. The blood of Jesus. The Bible said when he was setting them, letting them loose from Egypt, he said none was feeble. The sickest became the strongest. The blood of Jesus. He said, and everyone, I said, he didn't let them. They had substance. They became the richest on earth. And that is the basis of our being. Somebody say the blood of Jesus. Come and shout the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. And let me warn you, don't be deceived. There are no ordinary people on earth. Those who claim to be ordinary are not ordinary. They belong to all kinds of groups because they want to make it. But you belong to a group. Oh no, you don't understand me. I say you belong to a group. And every group has a ritual behind it. They have a sacrifice. While joining a group, you may not quickly know what you're getting into. Every powerful and strong group on earth, ask those in the showbiz, ask the celebrities of our time, even the young boys and girls of today. Why do you think that they form cults in the university? You think they just want to be rascally? It is deeply occultic. Go ask them what they do. And so every person that will make it in life makes it through a covenant. And you belong to a covenant. You have a covenant. You know, the worst thing that can happen to a man is to have something and don't know you have it. Hello? That's why when we read from the Word of God, we either read it from the Old or the New Testament. Covenant. They are the terms of the covenant. It's just the way it is. And guess what he says? He said, you have to have faith in it. If you don't have faith in it, it's as good as you don't have it. If that day when he said put the blood on the lintel, if somebody said I don't believe, they would have died in Egypt. Is somebody hearing me? And that's why the Bible says the just shall live by what? So turn your Bibles with me to 10, Hebrews 10. Just quickly some points and then we stop. Hebrews chapter 10.
from verse 35.
Cast not away, if you're there, say amen. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which had great what?
I can't hear you.
Of what?
Reward.
For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come. So don't be deceived. What God says he will do, he will do. And will not tarry. Look at 38. Now. Everybody say now.
Now.
I can't hear you.
Now.
So what is expected in the now? The just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back into perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Remember where we started reading from? It says, don't cast away your confidence. As you live here today, hold on to the expectation until it manifests. But how do you do it? So that's why we say the just shall live. I mean, put it another way, let your lifestyle be the lifestyle of divine expectation, knowing that God is always doing something good for you. So always expect something good to happen to you. We are not created to expect evil. We are created to anticipate and expect good. That's why David caught the revelation early enough. He says, goodness and mercy shall follow me. It does not matter what is happening. It does not matter who is saying what, but goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That means that every day of my life, I expect goodness. I expect the mercy of God to be available for me. He said, I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Can't you see that even in the Old Testament, the just lived by faith? As a matter of fact, in the Old Testament, in Habakkuk 2, we found it. It said, the just shall live by what?
His
faith. So in other words, faith is what you must have for yourself. It's not enough for your parents to believe for you. You must believe for yourself if you want to train your children properly to be able to stand and to be able to win and to excel in life. Teach them the way of faith. No wonder it says you will teach them to your children. You will discuss it. You will say it while you are eating. You will say it on the way to the farm. You say it on the road. You say it in your home. You say it when you are resting down, you're reclining. You will say it. Teach them. Tell to them. Tell them. Say it to them all the time. Because the just shall live by. That's why in a week's time, somebody has complete testimonies. In the name of Jesus. They say, Pastor, you are too confident. Can't you hear what the Bible is saying? The Bible says, yes, I should be confident in God and what he has said. I don't have any other option. This is how I'm expected to live. 11. Now, remember, it says, cast not away your confidence. Because it has a great reward. Now, chapter 11. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So I don't care what you haven't seen. Thank God for what Reverend Muiwa said. He said, no matter how terrible, the restoration is what? Settled. Isn't it settled? That's why he shed his blood on Calvary. And the least I can do, and the least you can do is expect it. When? Now. As long as it is called now. I don't know why I feel so strongly that somebody's miracle has happened here. In the name of Jesus. It's happening all over, but there's a strange one here. Strange. There's a strange one happening somewhere there. And I give God the glory for it. The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen,
Say, for by it elders obtained. So all I'm expected to do by the grace of God, which I will do till I die in the name of Jesus, live by faith. There's no way you will have a good report. Elders obtain good report. Through faith, we understand that the walls were framed by the word of God. Now, hear what faith can do. So that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. I want to stop there, otherwise I will read too far. Let me jump to verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. So you see, obedience is not what you just play around with. Why would you obey except as you have confidence that the word that has been spoken will happen? So you will do what you are asked to do, though you are yet to see the result. Obedience only happens by faith. By faith, when he was told to leave and go, he obeyed. Thank God. And that's why I thank God, because you are a people that will obey. Always you are obeying in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. And he went out, not knowing where he went or whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles, and Isaac and John, and heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city with a foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered a child when he was past age, because he judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead. I don't know what is dead today in your life. I declare life in the name of Jesus. As good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. Now, I want to stop there and then just link it to one scripture that got me thinking about this before I came. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Because I was asking God, I said, yes, we're going to do this. Although he linked it again further down, if you read further down to Hebrews 12, in verse 2, what does he say? Can somebody help me? You don't need to look to your Bible. Haven't talked so much in of 11, he ended it by saying, therefore, since we are surrounded, what? Then verse 2 now gave us an instruction. What does he say? I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Now, in verse 18, it says, but we all with open face, beholding, that's 2 Corinthians chapter 3, as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. That was what got me thinking about faith, and I went there looking at it. And I thought, how do I behold him? He says, daily as I behold him, it's like I'm looking in the mirror, and the more I look, the more I become. The more I look, and the more I become. I know that I look at him in the Word, but when the Bible says, cast not away your confidence. When the Bible says, see what he has said about you. When the Bible says, rejoice in the Lord. When the Bible says, give thanks for all things. That means that no matter how clouded the problem may be, if I can spot the face of Jesus, if I can see him, whether through his word or whether through his worship, thank God we can worship him, because that enthrones him. He says, rather than becoming like my problem, man. I will become like him whom I am seeing. And that's why your coming to church is not for nothing. That's why we are not coming because my husband doesn't like me. We are not coming because I am sick. It's okay to come. You will get your answers in Jesus' name. But I'm coming because I am beholding him. You become what you behold. You become what you see. You become what you hear. You become what you think. And it reminds me of how God began everything. He said, Abraham, let me see what you will call this. So what do you call your situation? It is what you see you become. Hello? Are you seeing death? Are you seeing failure? Are you seeing fear? Or are you seeing the Lord as we behold him? We become like he is. We are changed from glory to glory. So I conclude, you will never have a better yesterday. In the name of Jesus, the Lord that has brought you this far will take you further. As we celebrate you today, it will be a greater celebration tomorrow. In the name of Jesus.